Yeah. You're good at pretending. Don't look so surprised. You pretend to be a virtuous little boy, but you know that I know the truth. Relax. This isn't about exposing you. I'd never do that. I'd never want to hurt you. Well, not against your will anyway. Yeah, I'm sure you'd like to pretend that it wasn't real, or that it didn't happen. But it felt so good, didn't it? And there's the knowledge of what happened. Oh, I'd love to see that secret little smile dance across your face. It means you're excited. Oh? You think it was a one-time thing? I guess that it could be. It could be that you just needed to get it out of your system. Then you can go back to your games on the weekends and back to class on Monday and pretend to be the good little freshman that everyone thinks you are, right? Get back to your honor society and your responsible drinking. Do I sound like I'm making fun of you? Huh. Maybe I am. Perhaps I'm even provoking you a little. But you already know all about provocation, don't you? No? All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll let you know what I think happened. Then if you disagree, I'll leave. And it'll never happen again. I won't bother you or even talk to you, if that's what you want. Deal? Good. This won't take long. We met at that birthday party. You heard me talking about... what was it? Yeah, true crime. We started sharing serial killer facts, and then everyone sort of left us alone. Anyway, things went well that first night. You ended up walking me home, and we made out in the late night drizzle. But something happened. It was like a switch flipped. And you said goodnight and left me. I went up to my apartment. Alone. I thought maybe I'd done something wrong, gone too fast. I mean, I was going to invite you up. I wouldn't have minded, but I didn't expect you to say yes either. So you went home. We exchanged numbers, and I was worried that you wouldn't want to see me. But you called me the next day, and everything seemed fine. That was the start of the pattern. Come now. There's no need for denials. I'm not judging you. I'm really not. I was confused and worried and a little depressed about it. And you wouldn't talk about it. Not really. Every time we'd start getting seriously into something, you'd freeze up or freak out. We'd stop, and the next day you'd act like everything was fine. I'd ask you what I did wrong, and you'd say, nothing. But I didn't believe it. Eventually, he finally let me blow you. I can see you're blushing just thinking about it. Was it your first time? I thought so. I was so glad to make you come. You were so gorgeous, so free. Your moans and whimpers and gasps, they just turned me on more than any other man ever had. After that, you said you were ready. You didn't say what for, but both of us knew. Oh, so wet for you. You saw my breasts and your eyes just kind of glazed over. You touched me, and I guided you to me, hard and throbbing. Your cock had barely touched me, and you freaked out. You completely panicked. I was sure that I had done something wrong this time. You were so afraid. This time, though, you let me hold you. It was strange. It was like you felt safe with me. But the idea of that last step just terrified you. Even as your body clearly desired it. You cried, and I held you. And I wondered if you were going to dump me. Why? Because there was something wrong and you wouldn't tell me. You wouldn't really speak at all. Not at first. And when you did, it was just confusing. You started telling me about how boring studying was. You liked it to be quiet, so you'd always go to the 7th floor of the university library at about 8 p.m. It was the religious studies section, and no one was ever there at that time. It was nice and private, you said. But there were some problems. The first was, you were always so alone. You got the feeling at times that anything at all could happen to you there. The second was that you were always tired by then. And with no one around, you'd often fall asleep to the droning of the ventilation system. I listened because this seemed important to you. Because you kind of repeated yourself a few times and then fell asleep in my arms. It was nice, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't incredibly frustrated. You're fucking sexy, you know that, right? Your shy smile. Your fucking bedroom eyes. Your gorgeous whimpers as you came in my mouth. And your taste. Fuck. I was in need. I'm a little angry, too. But I understand. Kind of. Something was going on. And I finally realized it wasn't really about me. You liked me, and you enjoyed being with me. There was just something inside you that would get in the way of what you wanted. And you didn't even know how to talk about it. I went home, and I kept thinking about what you said. Like there was a secret code or message. I was driving home when I figured it out. I nearly went off the road. I had to pull over for a minute and calm down. Is that really what you wanted me to do? You're not saying anything. You were full of denials a second ago, but now you're so quiet. Your face is flushed, you know. Now you're biting your lip and looking away. You want to hear this, don't you? But there's still that part of you that's telling you that good boys aren't like that, isn't there? No, you don't have to say anything. Just let me finish. And then you can dump me or whatever you want. So I waited. It was challenging. You have no idea. I was excited by what might happen. But I was worried, too, that I'd misunderstood you. Maybe you just wanted to fill the silence with small talk. Perhaps you really didn't want me at all. But I wanted you so badly. Fuck. What you do to me should be criminal. Hell, I think what I did to you is criminal. Oh, no. Oh, if I'm wrong about what you wanted, that is. I went to the library. Usually I'm there during the day. It's busy then, and I'm on busy floors. I went up to the 7th floor. I think it was the first time I'd ever been there, and wow, were you ever right. It was so quiet. It was almost creepy. There was no one. No librarians. No students. Hell, there weren't even cameras like there were on some of the floors. Maybe they just hadn't gotten around to installing them there yet. Better for us, huh? I wandered around. After I'd gone halfway through, I started to feel stupid. I'd come back to campus thinking, what? I'd find you there? Not likely. I was about to give up, and then I saw that little study nook off in the corner. Just a few tables, desks, and chairs. Slightly dim, warm lighting. And there you were. You looked, well, you looked perfect. Don't laugh. I'm not flattering you. You were so peaceful, and you always look so pure. I think that's part of your problem, really. That image of purity. Huh. You look a little upset. You're really squirming around in your chair. Do you want me to stop? I mean, I can go if that's what you want. No? All right. I'll keep going. There you were, head down on top of a book, arms splayed out limply. The pen in your hand had fallen out and rolled to the edge of the table. You were completely out. There is no way to fake that slow breathing or total relaxation. Even then I wondered, was he really that tired? Or did he take something? I never saw myself as the sort of person who would enjoy this type of thing. But I can't lie to you. I was more turned on then than I have ever been in my life. I love you. I love your body. Just thinking about how you respond to my touch. God, it's enough to make me dripping wet in a moment. I was still nervous, though. What if this wasn't what you wanted? What if you woke up during? What if someone walked in? But my fears were easily washed away by the sight of you there. Vulnerable. I guess I'm more of a predator than I thought. Does that turn you on? Knowing the woman you love is willing to cross boundaries for... Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. I came close to you and stroked your hair first. I know that you love that. And I figured it would be a good way to see if you were going to wake up. You made a little noise and moved your head in response, but you were still completely out. Looking closely, I could see that your eyes were closed but moving fast. You were dreaming. I pushed the laptop out of the way. We'd need more space. At first, I was gentle. I didn't want to hurt you. Not really. I needed you so badly, though. I lifted you up, holding your limp weight gently, one arm around your chest and the other under your ass. Fuck, I loved the way you felt right then. I just laid you on your back and draped you onto the table then, legs dangling off, arms splayed out. You made a single whimper. But otherwise, you didn't react. I only realized then that you'd worn a simple, loose pair of jogging pants. I looked around one more time, full of guilty excitement, and then I pulled your pants down. You must have known that I would come to you like this. Why else would you not have worn any boxers? You're squirming and blushing so much right now. It's adorable. I looked at you lying there and wanted you. Somehow I was still patient. I ran my hand up the back of your calf to your thigh and then your ass. I squeezed it hard. You'd let me touch you before, but I'd always been reasonably gentle. This time, I wasn't. I guess without witnesses, the beast just came out of me. Oh, I didn't think you'd like it, but you moaned. Yes, you did. You moaned as if it were the nicest thing in the world to have your ass groped that hard. I left bruises, you know. Then I took that same hand and a single finger and I put it in my mouth and I licked it. I made sure it was nice and wet. You know what I did then? Oh, I'm sure you do. But I'm not going to tell you unless you ask nicely. Good boy. I slowly pushed that finger inside you. I still expected your eyes to fly awake at any time. And this seemed less wrong than what I really wanted to do to you. God, you were so tight. I didn't really care that you were a virgin before that moment. You told me you were, of course, but it had never particularly mattered to me before then. Now, though, it seemed necessary. I needed to be the one to defile you. You whimpered in your sleep. Your hand twitched. I watched as your cock hardened before my eyes and your ass gripped my fingers so tight. I began moving it, pumping it in and out of you slowly, so slowly. You pushed against my hand a little and your breathing sped up. You're not the first man I've been with. Maybe you don't want to hear this, but I have to tell you this because I have never been with a sexier or more responsive man. I was only at it for a minute, maybe two, when you started leaking pre-cum. Oh, yes, you did. I don't care that you were asleep. Your body shook and tensed a bit. You made a noise between fear and want. And your ass gripped my finger so tightly, as if to milk it. After that, I knew you were enjoying it. I was so excited then for you. I wasn't even thinking straight. In the back of my mind, a voice said, "He never agreed to this." I suppose that voice was correct. You hinted, to be sure, you never gave full consent in any obvious way. There was another voice, one that I'd never heard before. It said, "So what? Just take him." And I listened to the latter one. I lifted up my skirt and I climbed on top of the table. I was so wet. I'm wet now just thinking about it, but then I felt like my pussy was on fire. It ached for you. I admit, I should have used a condom. I'd even brought one with me. In the moment, I forgot it was even there. But then, I don't think it would have been as good for you either, had I used one. I had myself hovering over the top of your hard cock. Your whole body twitched as it felt something new and tighter than my mouth as I pushed you inside me. I was sure you would wake up now. I had my hands on your shoulders, and I gripped you tight, giving you no room to escape. Finally, I had you fully inside me, and I'll never forget the way you looked. Your face was flushed, and your lips were parted. Your arms and body were still limp, but you took in great shuddering breaths. You were so gorgeous. I became grateful for you at that moment, realizing you'd given yourself up to me completely. I was in awe of such trust. If I didn't love you already, I would have fallen for you right then. I began to move. Again, I was gentle at first. I wanted it to be nice for you. But there was really nothing nice about this, was there? In fact, never mind. Are you sure? Are you sure you want to know? Fine. You know what I would have done? Had you woken up right then, crying and begging me to stop? I would have put my hand in your hair and kept your head down to the table, and then I would have kept going. I was beyond the capacity of being a moral person. This is how crazy you made me. You moaned and whimpered, and I felt you throb inside me. I wondered if this had been inside you the whole time, frustrated by your religious upbringing. Is this what you truly needed? A wet pussy and a good fuck draped across a desk like a little slut? Don't you like that word? Are you sure you don't? You squirmed a little in your chair when I said it. In any case, this is when I'd lost all pretense of kindness or self-control. I fucked you hard. Harder than I'd ever fucked anyone in my life. Your body shook under the impact. Your arms and hands twitched and slid limply. Your head swayed. And I fucked you harder still, relishing the sight of your passivity, your inability to resist or to do anything but let me ride your cock. I was grunting with the effort now, and I slid my hand into your hair, gripping it tightly and pulling your head up so I could bite and kiss your neck. Fuck, I love the taste of you. You might have woken up then, and I felt your body twitch, and I heard a noise like a sigh. It could have been merely an automatic response to what I was doing. Or you could have woken up and decided to pretend to still be sleeping. It didn't matter to me anymore. Nothing did, except the need I had for your hard, throbbing cock inside me. I groaned far too loudly as I came. I felt you quiver beneath me again as you emptied yourself inside me. I had wanted this for so long, fantasized about it so many times, but it was better than I imagined. It was the best orgasm of my life. I felt you pumping hot cum inside me over and over, and I imagined it filling my womb, and it made me come again. And then I was back to myself again, satisfied but conflicted. I loved you, but I'd used you. I'd used you like you weren't even a person. You were, well, let's face it, you were my fuck toy. Did you just moan? Does that idea excite you? I think it does. I tried to restore you somewhat to the way you were. I reseated you and arranged your pants so you wouldn't be dripping cum all over them. I'm such a lady, right? I moved your laptop back. And then, thinking about it, I rolled my sweater up and put it under your head. I was genuinely thinking of your comfort. But I also wanted you to know that I'd been there. Had you inside me. You were mine. You are mine. I was worried about what the day after would be like. We met for lunch as usual. Neither of us mentioned anything, but the difference in your demeanor was obvious. You were so relaxed and happy. You couldn't stop touching me. Kept asking if I would stay over in your apartment with you this weekend. And I agreed. So, here I am. And here we are. You're still a little nervous about doing this. Some part of you is telling you that you're a bad boy for enjoying getting used and taken. That's why I suggested tying you up. You can't be a slut if you can't resist, right? That's why I'm telling you this story, too. To make sure that you're nice and hard and ready for me. Like a good little fuck toy. Don't worry. I might make you cry, but I'll definitely make you come.